Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Men are going to judge other men.
Oh, sure.
And ladies, I know it's hard to understand where we men draw the line of judgment. Because, hell, there are times where we men don't quite understand why we're judging each other for this. Like, example, here, I don't get this. Tommy yesterday picked something out about a guy that I don't think half of other men would have noticed.
Oh, no, every guy would notice.
Oh, really?
Especially if you're bragging about doing something with this device.
Okay. So you've already pointed it out.
Yes.
But not only did Tommy notice, he thinks this thing in this man's backyard makes him a busted, embarrassing fraction of a man. And you're ready to sit here and back it up.
A shattered soul.
You hang it out in the break room. It's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So yesterday, towards the end of the show, Tommy's doing his standard Facebook stalking thing.
Mocking, pointing things out.
And you come across this picture of a guy you don't know.
Don't know him at all, but showing off his skills.
Okay. He's grilling.
Yep.
He's grilling. And you can see his grill in this picture.
You can see all of his grill, actually.
So despite the fact that Tommy doesn't know who this man is, doesn't know anything about him, you are convinced you are better than this man.
Because?
You tell me.
It was a puny grill.
Well, okay, no.
Okay, it wasn't puny. You pointed out specifics that I didn't even know were things.
It was a busted-ass three-burner grill. And I'm like, man, you don't be bragging on three burners.
Okay.
Like, grill should be a four-burner minimum.
Okay.
Six is ideal. I can't afford six, but you should strive for four, fellas.
First off, it was
young guys starting out, strive for a four-burner grill.
You said busted-ass three-burner. The grill's not busted. It was a nice-looking grill.
Yeah.
No one. Yeah. I zoomed in on it. You don't think I zoomed in on the
grill?
You showed me the grill. It looked like a standard grill.
Do you realize how sad that sounds coming out of your mouth? Nah, bro. I zoomed in on it. Checked it out. Not new.
Man he does not know. Has never met.
You could just pick up on things.
So of all the things you could have judged him for, not what he was wearing, not what he was cooking, you zoned in on the amount of burners on his grill.
Sissy grill.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about a three-burner grill makes a dude a bitch in your mind?
It just looks sad, man.
Why?
Because it doesn't fulfill all your grilling needs.
How do you know that?
You need four burners to cook a proper meal for people.
No, you don't know. Absolutely
not. You're going to cram all your food in on that one little spot.
What if it's just him?
Yeah.
What if it's just him and a wife
it or was
a girlfriend?
Date.
Like you.
Okay.
By the way, it was a date grilling.
Do you think she's impressed by your grill?
I don't know.
She's not. I'm just going to tell you straight up.
And actually, you just described why he only needs three burners. Because if he's on a date, that
means family.
He's single.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's single. Hey, guys that are divorced got kids date.
So, but he's still single.
But he's single. He's just him. He doesn't have a spouse. Yeah. You only need three
burners. I got buddies that are divorced. They get the kids.
Okay.
Are you going to feed all them babies on three little sissy-ass burners?
You get plenty of grilling done on a three burner.
It looks sad, man. I mean, listen, if you got a regular house, got a nice size grill for yourself.
What
They're not expensive.
What
if
it's
you
only
can buy
afford not expensive grills? Are you kidding me right
that
now?
That extra burner is not going to set you back that much.
And by the way, I also love the pride you take. Because how many burners you got, buddy?
We're four burner.
You're
man.
Four burner. I love you take pride in the fact that you have four burners. Like you fashioned that burner yourself out of wood or something. Like you fought off a bear for the fourth burner.
Like you had to negotiate. Yeah, throw in the extra burner.
It just looks nice.
Okay.
It looks like a nice presentation. You can't throw a party on three burners. You just can't do it. 4th of July is going to be a mess.
I would say you made a poor economic decision.
By the way, you probably got a four-burner grill.
I think I only have a three-burner.
No, because you used to brag how big it was.
That was my other grill. I had to get a new grill.
And you went down?
We didn't use the grill all that much. Most of the grilling I do is in the parking lot of the Bills games.
Oh, we grill out every night this summer.
Oh, do you? Wow, look at you. Did you just so you could tell us?
No, you turn on a grill. It's not like I'm Tom Golisano. He's got like a 12-burner grill.
Fill in the blank. 222-6000. I am judging your grill situation for what? Because as crazy as Tommy sounds, we all have things we look for.
Yeah.
Every guy considers himself a grill master.
Mm-hmm.
And we're deep enough into grilling season where is not an excuse for not having something or doing something strange. 222-6000. I'm judging your grilling situation for what? Is it just a three burner that bothers you?
Oh, no. There's a whole bunch. I mean, for me, yes. But there's guys that'll judge you because you use a gas grill and you don't use charcoal grill.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. There's those, because they'll say, well, it doesn't taste the same.
No, they're totally right.
Yeah. It's not full of, my food's not full of charcoal.
No, they're 100% right on the charcoal thing. Like, I have a gas grill.
Yeah.
Okay? Because it's just easier with
the
kids.
It's just a way to go, man.
No, but.
It's a cleaner burn. The food cooks better.
I judge men who don't have charcoal grills.
Really?
Yeah. 100%.
Like, I see those schlubs coming out of, like, Wegmans or Tops with that charcoal go, you know, there's a reason why they made a gas grill, because this is a pain in the ass.
Charcoal tastes better.
It's filthy.
Charcoal tastes better.
Bad for the environment.
Not like that propane flying off into the sky.
Nothing.
Really?
Propane burns clean. Doesn't do nothing.
Propane burns clean. Bro, a propane grill? He's like cooking on your stove outside.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Why not just go inside and cook on your stove? Why
you don't,
not go inside
and cook on your stove? You're not doing open flame.
I got a gas stove top.
You're not going to throw a steak on top of the grill in a pan, you idiot.
Bro, why not just cook in your kitchen, huh? Your wife cooks the same way.
No, she doesn't. She's not allowed to touch the grill.
Do you even know how to start a charcoal grill, you bitch?
Yes, I did it when I was a kid.
Go ahead. Describe it. Go.
Bro, you put the briquettes down, you get the lighter fluid.
Wrong!
You set it, and then you...
No, wrong. You need to put it in a charcoal chimney first. That's charcoal. The only way to
Bro,
cook on a charcoal grill.
Bro, they didn't even have that when I was a kid.
Yeah, they did. You were just too rich because you had to help do it for you.
By the way, like, when you cook with your wife, you're cooking, like, a couple things maybe at a time. Like, I would think, like, the bigger...
And, like, half of them are vegetables, you bitch!
I know, the bigger the grill, like, the smaller your meat looks. You know?
So you like the meat to look big.
I would think you would.
Well, yeah. No, so like I got like, but I like sometimes like the other night I had like I was using one of them grilling baskets.
Yeah.
And then I had to put the chicken on.
Oh.
So like I needed space for all that. And you got to have four burners to get that done.
Can I ask you, what was in the basket?
Peppers, mushrooms, and onions.
Wow.
And then I was doing the chicken.
Look at that manly man making
oh, for God's
chicken
sake.
With peppers, mushrooms. Hey, man, you're a bitch. Excuse me. Let me use my four burner for chicken, mushrooms, and onions.
That's standard stuff.
You want chicken, mushrooms, and onions with that? You want that in a tampon, you bitch-ass bitch?
Tampon. By the way, I could have fit one in there. If you wanted to grill tampons, I could put one on.
Why do you always sound like the governor when you're talking
about it? I don't know.
Maybe Dracula's coming over for dinner.
All right. Phone number is 222-6000. Tommy yesterday in the commercial break, out of nowhere, he's looking at his phone. Busted ass bitch.
Easy bake oven.
Tommy got upset with a man, said he was busted because he had a three-burner grill. According to you,
yeah.
Minimum amount of burners.
He zoomed in. He did his research.
You need a four-banger.
Fill in the blank, 222-6000. I am judging your grilling situation for Jim's on CMFA. Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. Yes, you have to have four burners. You have to have stainless steel grates. You can't have those cheap aluminum press grates that melt and warp. You need the side burner for your beans and such.
Side burner is such a
bitch
move.
I got a side burner.
No, it's over. You never use a side burner.
No,
90% of people.
I've never turned it on.
There you go.
I also have the rotisserie.
I've never used it either, but you have to have it.
Guys are idiots.
But that's where my drink goes.
What, are you making coffee?
No, but I have my cocktail over here. I'm grilling over there.
Okay.
I need space, man.
For what?
I'm chefing my ass off.
If you only got three burners, you can't have different zones of heat. You can't do, you can't get your burgers nice and grilled and keep your hot dogs because the little munchkins don't want burn marks. You got to be able to control different burners. Three just doesn't give you the freeway.
You cannot throw a 4th of July with a three-burner grill.
Well,
it's impossible.
You got to do it on the 3rd of July. It's a three burners.
going to go with that.
Rats!
we're just going to let that one hang out.
Shut up, Jim! It's hard for four hours.
It's funny, though, because here's what I'm sensing. See, you guys, you say you need a four-burner
grill
stainless
space.
steel, blah, blah, blah. But if a guy has that and you don't think he's using it right, why does he have such a nice grill? He doesn't need that nice grill.
It's too much grill
like,
for
you
him.
You can't win.
Like you're getting ready to be a homeowner.
Yeah.
You're going to buy a grill, right?
Probably.
You got to go four.
I'll let my husband get what he wants.
No, like, don't do that.
I could care less about what kind of grill
you say that until you throw a party, girl.
Three burners just speaks to the fact that you had to buy the cheapo BJ's knockoff, and you couldn't afford to really go grilling.
Oh, Tommy, he besmirched BJ's. You going to stand for that?
No, BJ's has high-end grills.
Oh, Jim, thoughts?
No, BJ's does have high-end grills. But they also have the $19.99, and it comes with a tank of propane grills.
They got the Duffy special over there.
Shut up, you bitch-ass bitch. Jim, thanks for the call, buddy.
I got a quick question.
Sure.
I haven't called in a long time. I took a job as a school bus driver up in Greece, and did you know they have AM, FM radios and speakers on the buses?
Don't do this to the poor kids, Jim.
So, yeah, I'm wondering, you know, what's the over-under on me not being a school bus driver if I'm playing the break room in the morning?
25 minutes?
You tell us, yeah.
All right, well, I'll blame you guys when I lose the job.
Right, good luck with unemployment.
See you, Jimmy. Have a good rest
See you
of
guys.
The day. Don't ever do that if you drive a bus.
No,
don't
we do
ever
not
do
encourage.
We don't need those letters.
All right.
2226000, I judge a man's grilling situation 4. We have Facebook messages coming in. I see you guys sitting on hold. We'll get there. Jason writes, if I see a guy has plastic grilling tools, I judge him for not knowing what he's doing. It tells me you cheaped out and you don't grill all that often. You got really quiet all of a sudden.
No, I don't have. We have stainless steel.
You got stainless steel? Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Because you normally jump in and go, yeah, I think you're lying right now.
But you know my wife, she goes and buys all that stuff.
Oh, so you do have plastic grilling
tools?
No,
we have nice stainless steel grill stuff.
All right.
You can't go plastic. It's going to fall off. By the way, all that cheap stuff,
yeah,
it doesn't even last a season. It doesn't.
That's not true.
Okay.
You don't even grill, don't even chime in. I can't wait to go to your house and you're holding your meat behind your husband because you can't fit it all on your puny ass grill that I told you not to
cheap out. My dad always used to buy cheap grills, and I don't know, he's had the one that he's had for a long time.
Oh. We've had like 15 grills when I was a kid. Half of them had like beer logos on them. My dad wanted like a golf tournament or something.
I wouldn't trust those to turn them on.
No, it was charcoal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you think we had a propane grill when I was a kid?
No. By the way, Pat, you're about to get a bunch of emails and tweets of people sending you pictures of their grill.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted to know where to send pictures of their grill.
No, don't send me. I don't care what your grill looks like. Who cares?
Some got those high-end built-in ones.
What, you want to watch grill porn?
Is that a thing?
It sounds like it. I don't care what your grill looks like.
Anytime I see a grill like on Instagram, I got to look at it.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, you know those fancy ones. You got like the sink and the fridge and everything. I don't even know how those damn things work.
No, but that seems stupid. Why not just
cook? Pizza oven up top.
Just cook in your house then.
Diamond in the back, sun rooftop. Digging the scene with the gangster league.
2226000. Tommy's grilling a man. Judging a man because he had a grill with 3 burners on it. Never met this man. Has no idea
sad.
Who he is. Okay, Jeremy.
Like, I get if you're just starting out, but you're a grown ass man dating a grown ass woman. She's fully menstruated, and you're showing up with 3.
So weird.
You think you're getting some?
You stop talking. Jeremy's on CMF. Hey, Jeremy, how are you, buddy?
Fully menstruated. Where are we going?
I don't know.
Nowhere with that 3-burner grill. She's going home.
Hey, last caller, Jim. You have to put the break room on in the morning. You put any other show on in the morning, you and all the kids are going to pass out. You'll crash. You'll look like Payne Stewart's plane. Break room's the way to go.
Jesus Christ. Shut up. Everyone shut up. Jeremy, what else you got?
Well, everyone's already made the vegetables on the grill for Tommy. He's got no room to judge. So I'll tell you a story of when I was a wee little tyke, and my dad went and bought like a dollar store grill. You know, it comes packed with like paper and a little thing of lighter fluid and some charcoal.
Yeah.
Well, he lost the lighter fluid somehow, and he decided to start the little grill with kerosene.
How'd that go, Jeremy?
Man, that match was only about halfway to the grill, and boom! And then in about 5 minutes, it was so hot, it melted the bottom, and all the charcoal fell through onto the driveway.
It's freaking jet fuel, man.
It is. Yeah, I, as a little kid, I was like, all right, I know not to do this when I'm an adult.
Oh, God.
I got to say, though, I have cooked with those disposable grills before. They work. They legitimately work.
They work if you don't put kerosene in them. Yeah.
Great point. That is a great point. Jeremy, always great to talk to you, buddy. Have a good rest of the
Bye,
day.
Bye, Dick.
There goes Jeremy.
You talking about those little tiny grills?
No. So there are disposable grills you can buy. They're made out of like cardboard and metal.
And they just got to disintegrate when you're done with them?
Well, no. You got to throw them away.
Wow.
But it's just a one shot. Probably terrible for the environment. But yeah.
I guess so.
I had a grill problem at the Bills game. Mm-hmm. Walked down to the gas station, grabbed one. Worked great.
Oh, all right. Nice.
We got a tweet from Sean who says, Tommy's whole argument for propane is garbage. It's like cooking on a stove. Real men don't need four burners because they use charcoal.
Ow, your bitch-ass face! Put some gold on it!
It's old school. Enjoy your cancer, by the way. What? Bro, that stuff's full of cancer.
If you're eating red meat, it's the same thing.
No, but you're adding cancer to your red meat.
Oh, my God. You're smoking a cigar, drinking scotch, eating grilled red meat, going, enjoy your cancer, stupid. What the hell's wrong with you?
You're going to get black lung.
We got more Facebook questions coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. Bill writes us, we had asked, again, I'm judging your grilling situation for, Bill writes, if a guy grills with a meat thermometer, he's a bitch and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that.
No, you need a meat thermometer to grill the right way.
No, you don't. It's all timing, man.
No, it's not.
You just know. You flip it once and you're done. Meat thermometer.
Here is the statement. Of all statements, this is the truest thing I will ever tell you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to grill, and you're doing it wrong without a meat thermometer.
First of all, there's a thermometer on your grill.
Yeah, it doesn't tell you what the meat is. It tells you what the grill is.
So you're talking about the one where you got to stick it into your steak.
The meat. Yeah.
And then what?
It tells you how hot the meat is.
Oh, God.
What's the problem?
Because you kind of, how do you even do that?
You pick up with the tongs.
The tong.
You stick it in the middle.
I tell you, stick it.
In the middle of the steak. Yeah, that's where you stick it. Yeah.
And by the way, if your steak's a little rare, it's not going to hurt you.
No, I want it rare. I don't want to overcook it.
Well, then you don't even need a thermometer, man. If you want it rare,
I want it rare. Don't
cook it long.
Well, no, man, because if it goes too rare, I'm eating, what do they call that, tartare?
Right, that's good stuff.
No, I've never had it before.
Bro, that's high end.
I know.
That's how like Danny Wegman eats.
No, you have to use a meat thermometer.
I've
or else
never
you're not
used
cooking
a thermometer for a goddamn thing.
And that's why you suck at grilling.
And I'm not dead. I ain't got the trots.
Okay, no, it's not about dead. It's about being the best piece of meat you can make. If I'm spending the money on a steak to put it on the grill,
I'm spending that goddamn money. I'm gonna put a goddamn thermometer.
Yes, I'm gonna.
What do you think the Weather Channel shows up on your grill?
Do you have a meat thermometer in your house?
No, not that I know of.
Could be a secret meat thermometer.
Well, we don't cook a lot of. The only thing I would think you would use that for is like a roast or a turkey. But if I'm just throwing a steak on a grill, I'm gonna get it out. It's got to be 160 degrees in the middle. You get trigonosis.
Buck 10. You let it sit. Let it cook itself from the inside out for another 5 minutes. You're golden.
Oh, shut up. Food Channel knockoff.
2226,000. Todd's on CMF. Hey, Todd, how are you, buddy?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, really, charcoal's the way to go. But I'm the lazy ass, so. You know, I've got the four burner with the searing burner.
Nice. That's high end, buddy.
And no propane.
What do you use?
He's connected to the gas line. Never needs
a tank.
Yeah,
natural gas. I never run out of propane because I don't use it. Hook it up right to the house.
Bro, it's the way to go.
Okay. You guys stop
I
playing.
I wish.
You're touching each other over the phone right now.
Yeah, man, I wish I had that. I always got to shrug the tank.
I'll tell you what, it's great. I've only forgotten to turn the grill off once.
How'd that go?
We just got a new house.
It was the middle of the winter, and I'm looking out my kitchen, and we got like a foot of snow, and there's no snow on my grill whatsoever. And I'm like, oh, shoot.
Good catch. Good catch, Todd.
I'm like, oh, shoot. Went out. Thing was searing hot.
Well,
but I didn't run out of propane.
Well, Todd, I'm glad you didn't blow up, buddy. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Later.
Right. I also love now how every guy's calling up referring to their grill by the brew. Yeah, I got myself a four burner. Got myself a six burner. You never called it that before. Now, shut up. Shut up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.